My name is James Green. I'm the Francis and Benjamin Benenson Foundation Assistant Curator of African Art. This is one of the highlights of the Yale University Art Gallery's Africa collection. So this is from the Ekiti Yoruban peoples in northeastern Yorubaland in modern-day Nigeria. And it's attributed to the workshop of Yoruban master sculptor Bamboye of Oda Owa. Bamboye was one of the best known sculptors in this region. He was born around 1893, and by the 1920s he had already established a thriving workshop in Oda Owa and would remain active until his death in 1978. So it's amazing to think that he was born before the colonial period, and he produced works all the way through the British colonial period into the post-colonial period. What you see here is a female figure riding a horse. This seems to have been a permanent sculpture that would have been placed in a shrine. The figure represented on the horse is thought to be a priestess. She is a devotee coming to pay homage to Oya, who's the wife of the deified King Shanga. So she's carrying a sacrificial rooster in one hand, and in her other hand, the royal fan. So you can see that she's both got religious power and political power. She's carrying these two symbols. And she's surrounded by a coterie of figures that further stress the different sources of her authority and also give a sense of Yoruban society. So on her back, there is a figure. He's a man who appears to be wearing a woman's elaborate hairstyle, and he's carrying one of the bags of a Shango priest, and so he follows her. And then surrounding her, there are musicians. There's a figure beating a drum, and then there are these two figures here touching each other's genitalia. The combined figures give a sense of the vibrancy of Ekiti society. It's interesting to think of what the role of the sculptor was in an Ekiti Yoruban community. Bamboye was both a regionally renowned and increasingly world-renowned sculptor, but he was also an Ifa priest, and he was the chief of Oda Owa, so he held the title of Alaga, or chief. He was essentially one of the pillars of the community, and the works that he creates were intended to celebrate the founding heroes of the community.